Here with me in this interview from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Reno, Nevada is Jim Tate, who's marketing manager for Mariel. And Jim, start with, I'd like to just say thank you to Mariel for being the sponsor for the newsroom for the conference here.
Well, Chuck, I appreciate that. It's always something we look forward to, giving you guys an opportunity to have a place where you can work comfortably and quietly and take advantage of opportunities that don't come along very often to get people aside for one-on-one interviews.
And it's just nice to have all this internet access, because I remember the days when we didn't even have an internet, so we've been talking a lot about that here, so we do appreciate Mariel for doing that for us. And, you know, talking now about identity in particular, I know that's something that you'd specifically like to talk about. I think it might be nice to first give us just a little bit of a backgrounder on identity and what that offers to producers and your customers.
Sure. We've been at the identity business now. This is going into our third year. Identity has originally was started out as a DNA testing business where we tested for some traits such as coat color, tenderness, those kinds of traits. And it's rapidly evolved as the science has evolved to now today where we can provide truly a comprehensive profile of an animal from a single tissue sample.
Well, and I know that, as you said, things are changing and evolving almost daily, it seems like. What are some of the things you'd most like people to know now about identity and what it is offering?
Well, I think several things I would point out. The first thing is that the technology is largely computer-driven, and therefore, as you might expect with general IT technology, Moore's Law sort of applies, right? At every certain amount of time, the technology doubles and the price halves, and so that sort of applies to our business. We can do so much more for so much less these days, and now it's really gotten into the sort of sweet spot for producers and aligned production systems to really consider application of the technology.
How would you describe the producer acceptance and understanding of what it is you are offering them?
Yeah, great question. I think what we've seen is an evolution of that as well. Generally, the early adopters for the technology have been the elite and registered seed stock type producers, but as the technology has evolved to include more performance-related traits, now you're starting to see the mainstream segments of the industry really capture the technology and start to implement it in terms of commercial feedlots, packing houses, and even to some extent branded beef producers.
Well, of course, we have to ask here, how do producers know or find out more information?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of ways I would recommend. The first way would be we have a toll-free 800 number. It's 877-IGENITY. We also have a website. It's www.igenity.com. Or they can certainly catch us at any of the industry-related events or trade shows that we may be attending, producer meetings.
Besides working with beef producers, I thought it might be interesting to see how Igenity plays a role for dairy producers. And, of course, as we've heard here often at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, dairy producers are beef producers. But when it comes to Igenity, how does this relate to people who are in the dairy business and working with different breeds of cattle?
Chuck, I appreciate the comment about dairy cattle being really truly dual-purpose breeds, and certainly what we do on the beef side is applicable, as you describe. I think dairy is unique, though, in that it has its set of challenges in terms of milk production, you know, both in terms of volume and components. We have a variety of markers that are highly associated with those traits as well. We have, again, the same complete portfolio of offering for dairy producers, not only focused on the milk volume and components, but also on durability, longevity, productive life. And soon we'll have a test available for stayability, for traits as diverse as fertility and mastitis as well. So our dairy portfolio is equally as impressive as our beef portfolio today.
Is there anything else that you'd, having this opportunity here, you'd like to say to producers in particular about Igenity?
Yeah, I think a couple of things perhaps. Number one, this is really the tip of the iceberg. The bovine genome sequencing project is starting to get wrapped up. From that is going to come a wealth of information that companies like ours are going to spend a lot of time and resources to put into commercial practical applications for producers. And we're hard at work doing that. We have the support of Mariel, a very important company in the animal health business, and now leveraging their strengths to this technology as well. I think the other thing I would probably like to express is that we're focused today on delivering the the value proposition as well. We have a very large-scale demonstration project with about 50,000 calves involved. Data is starting to flow in from that project, and within 8 to 12 months, we should really start to see some powerful analysis of that data.
Thank you very much. That's Jim Tate, who's marketing manager for Mariel and the sponsor here of the newsroom at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.